Heidi and Frank show. Patrick Warburton, I think he's, is he in the hallway? Is he here? Let's bring him on in here. Yeah. There's the doorbell.
Let's see this guy. Let's
look at this guy. Hey, look at you.
Hi, Patrick.
Thank you for coming down and hanging out with us.
Nice to meet you.
How are you, Frank? How you doing, man? Sit down, have a seat, put on your headphones. We were so excited when they said, that, hey, Patrick Warburton wants to come on the show. And like, really?
Big Hollywood star.
This show?
This
does he,
one.
Has he ever heard this show? Does he know who we are? Probably not. But thank you
do,
so
I
much.
Do, I do.
Thanks so much thank for stopping you. In.
Thanks for getting me in here.
It's
the last
early
minute.
For you. It's early for you, isn't it? Are you ever up this early?
It's the middle of the night for me.
It's middle of the night. You're not. You haven't even gone to sleep. You've just been up since yesterday.
Now listen, it's I live an oil change away, so I've already had a cup and a half of coffee. No excuses. I'm here. I'm awake.
He's right. Here. He's awake. Right. He's showered. He looks good. He's shaved. I didn't even shave for the show today.
You very rarely.
Heidi shaved.
I did shave.
You know, Patrick, from the CBS smash hit comedy Rules of Engagement and Family Guy, you've been in so many things. Your voice is so recognizable. One of the most recognizable, I think. You get so much work just for your voice alone, right?
Well, I do my fair share of voiceover work, yeah. You do, too, and I like your Ted Knight. He was
I know.
Try again.
And I never slice.
I love me some Ted. Mayor, Lou.
That's awesome.
Yes, that line that I did was from Caddyshack, and you have this golf tournament coming up.
Yes, and that's this weekend, and I think the golf's sold out. What I want to do encourage people to come out to is our jam session, which is tomorrow night in Palm Springs. So, because we got Alice Cooper and Robbie Krieger, and we got Mike Mills from REM. He hasn't done one of these yet. And we've got Don Felder and
Don Felder, friend of the show.
Don Felder's been on the show. Robbie Krieger's been on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we have
Alice Cooper's like a scratch golfer, too. Is he golfing in the tournament as well?
Yes.
All these guys golfing?
Yeah, all these guys are golfing, too.
You golf with him before?
I played in the LAPD Celebrity Golf Tournament, and Alice Cooper was out there.
Does he dress as Alice Cooper?
Well, I mean, I think he's put on the eye makeup for so long that it's kind of permanently stained.
Like, so wait, so he's got Alice Cooper up top, but then like golf outfit?
Oh, scratch. Yeah, golf outfit. He's got the
khakis,
and the collared shirt on. He's really, are you a good golfer?
No, I love the game, but mediocre at best.
What would you call yourself?
Oh, I'm a bogey golfer, 18 over.
Yeah.
I just go out there, like, hitting it around a little bit, just throwing the,
it's
you know.
Fun. You know who's really good is Oliver Hudson, who's on the show. And I think he's a plus two. So
good Lord.
Yeah, it's a good thing that you're doing. You're doing it for the St. Jude's Medical Center.
Children's Research Hospital.
So this is the second one, right? You did
this
last
is our
year.
Third.
Oh, third one.
Yeah. Yeah, but
and you still haven't been invited.
I'm like 25 celebrities. There's no way I'm getting on that list. Look at me.
I mean,
out in L.A.,
I mean, like,
as far as celebrities
go. Hang in there, Frank. Let's see how this goes today.
I am like, you know, really, radio in Los Angeles, when there's the totem pole of celebrity, we are the head that's with the dirt neck and the weeds are growing around it. No one can even see the face of our celebrity on the totem pole.
Yeah.
Just stop that. I won't let you do that to yourself. I will not. I will not sit here.
Let me downplay what I do every day.
Yeah, well, this is, it is by far the most amazing hospital in the world. They make their own medicine there.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that have, and they have to because the big pharmaceuticals, it's not profitable for them to make these medicines because childhood catastrophic disease is so rare. And we know how uncorrupt the big pharmaceuticals are anyway. So they have to do that. They're the ones who have pioneered the cures and therapies that have taken the cure rate from around 20% to 80% over, you know, the last 4 or 5 decades. And also they share everything with the world. So if there's a problem in South America and they don't know what to do, they'll go to St. Jude's for answers. And they take care of everybody.
Yeah,
they take care of all children, whether or not you can pay.
Yeah, that's the beautiful
that's
thing.
That's why, I mean, they could use the money and the support. Because I was saying that how you did this tournament. You raised a lot of money. It was like this huge amount. You bring it in, and like, and your goal this year is like, you know, $1.7 million. And it says, oh, and by the way, that's one day to run St. Jude.
It's $1.8 million a day.
My God!
Yeah.
And
75% is all privately funded, see. So there needs to be efforts like this all over the place, and there are. And so, you know, it's a hospital that, although it's in Memphis, Tennessee, it's near and dear to so many people's hearts. Whether you have kids or not, it's easy to recognize that what they're doing is the most important thing in the world. They're saving kids' lives. So.
Right.
Do you have kids?
have four.
Four kids. Yeah. Boys, girls?
Three boys and a girl. 20, 18, 14, and 12. My daughter's 18.
Daughter's 18. Yeah. I have a daughter who's 15. So
learning to drive.
I know, getting the permit right now. Yeah. Look at that face. Yeah. He's like, I know.
No, like when you handed the car keys over and went, oh, because he was talking about that. She's got a permit.
Three boys too, though.
You know, it has been all good with her, and we've never had that, you know, I hate you, you don't understand me, none of that. But it was interesting when I took her out driving, just to take her out when she's getting her permit. We went out for a little drive, and, you know, in the neighborhood, you know, it's 25 or 30, and she's going 35. And I go, you might want to slow it down a little bit here.
Right.
That was the only instructive criticism I gave her for about 30 minutes. Until when we got home, and I'm like, you did great. Give me a hug. Don't touch me. Not used to dad being critical. I had said one critical. Well, it's all right. I just want you to be safe.
At least you took her into a neighborhood. My dad didn't even trust me on the road, so he took me out to the high school parking lot when there was no when there were no cars there. So I'll just get a feel for what she can do without,
that's what
without
I did.
Having to worry about.
I took my daughter to the Pierce College parking lot over there in the valley, and we're driving around the parking lot. They have stop signs and things, and I was like, okay. Kind of could do everything in this parking lot. Now I said, now we're going to do everything backwards.
Oh,
and so I made her go in reverse and we were driving through the whole parking lot in reverse. And she had to do some figure eights around these, you know, dirt islands.
To make her parallel park.
And then I was like, no, let's do it forwards again. And she was like, oh my God, this is so much easier going forwards. I'm like, see? So I mean, it actually worked.
Let's do it with your eyes closed.
Now we're going to do it wasted. I said, this is a good thing that you have your permit, and Daddy has a ride home from the bar. She goes, that's what Mom said.
Yeah, designated driver.
She said that about me?
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome. That's the impression I'm giving people.
Mm-hmm. Good example.
So this tournament starts tomorrow, but this jam, the celebrity jam session, is this open to, who can go and
it's
where is it?
It's open to the public. Tickets are $125, and it's Friday night, and it's at the Desert Springs Marriott. But if you want to find out anything about what you can do this weekend and come on out and play with all of us, it's Facebook/Warburton Golf. Just go to Facebook/Warburton Golf.
And you'll find all the info.
Yeah, and it says special events, and you see just a picture of all the guys jamming. The jam session's fun because it's really intimate. There's really only a couple hundred people there. Everybody's wrapped around the stage. So you're like right there with everybody. And, you know, the cast of the show will be there, and we got another 30, you know, actor types out there. It's fun. Everybody just hangs out and has a few drinks.
And so people who come can actually rub elbows and meet you guys and take pictures and all that stuff.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
All right, cool.
Facebook/Warburton Golf. And check it out.
And you're only in, like, every movie in 2013 that's coming out.
No.
You're the star of four films in 2013 that people are waiting on.
Well, let's hope so.
Are you ever home?
Yeah, I'm home. I've busied myself with the easiest gigs in showbiz. I do. That's the dirty little secret. Yeah. Well, I do voiceover work. They get you in
you
and
can
out.
Do that. Can you do that from home?
And then for camera, well, Family Guy, you got to go in.
Yeah.
And most of the stuff and the Disney stuff, you got to go in. So that's okay because I usually try to multitask when I'm in town. And then half hour TV is, you know, we work 4 or 5 hours a day, so.
It's nice. What a life.
It's good. And then I don't go on location too often. I never like going on it too much. I don't like being away from the family for long periods.
I wouldn't like that either.
Stretches of time. But now that they're all starting to grow up, I'm getting a little bit better about that.
Daddy's leaving. Daddy's getting out of here.
Well, what you're doing for St. Jude's, it's like I guess you could be considered like a hero for doing that, raising money and bringing awareness.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not at all, though. You know, listen, this is a weekend event, and it does take some work and planning. My wife is the one who does most of the heavy lifting.
Okay,
in our
she's
house.
The real hero.
Yep. My friend Clark, who's our chairman, has put this whole thing together. There's a lot of people that work really, really hard on this and then make the rest of us look good. But, you know, it's something that's really – it's a fun weekend. It's not – these are great formats for raising funds because it's sort of win-win-win. You know, you got the corporate guys that come out and they pay to play the golf, right? So they want to golf. They want to rub shoulders with Alice Cooper and all these guys. They also love to play golf. They also get a tax write-off because of the charitable donation. And then all the actor types. And, you know, golf's a great common denominator. You got all the athletes out there. You got all the musicians and actor types. So they all love to come out, hang together, and play.
Topless cart girls. That's awesome. You added that late.
And then, look at ticket sales.
Yeah. Ticket sales just going through the roof right now. My God.
What? Topless cart girls.
So it's win-win-win. And it's just fun and good to be a part of it. We just felt, you know, we've always felt blessed that we have four healthy kids. And it's unimaginable.
Does the day get competitive at all for you with golf? I mean, because I'm super, Frank and I are super competitive. So if we were out there playing, I don't care if I beat you, but I know I want to beat him. It's like, do you have that guy that's like?
Oh yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah, my brother-in-laws and my buddies. We go for the jugular.
Okay,
but,
good.
You know, I've got my head about me. I don't want if I'm going to go out and play golf with Oliver, for instance, I know I'm just going to stand back and watch in awe. As he plays like a professional.
You're never going to beat him.
And I'll never beat him.
Okay. Thanks again so much, Patrick, for coming in. Let's see. Rules of Engagement returns Mondays at 8:30 p.m., but this weekend is the big weekend. The tournament kicks off this year with a celebrity jam session, and they get all the information at facebook.com/WarburtonGolf. Thank you so much. Anytime, dude. I mean, if you live that close, anytime you want to stop in and promote anything you're doing, just feel free.
Thanks for letting me do this today. I appreciate it.
Of course.
We want to get as many people out as we can, and it is tomorrow night. And that's the one thing that we always have room for is, more for the jam session. So come on out.
Look at the lineup. Like I said, Alex Cooper, Mike Mills, Don Felder, Dan Serafin, Robbie Krieger. You actually, I looked at you, you said you went to high school in Anaheim, and that you ran cross country with Michael McDonald?
Well, he was...
I was like, what?
We went to the same high schools, and a Catholic all-boys college prep school, which I couldn't make it.
I did
that.
Catholic all-girls school, too. Isn't that fun?
Yes. Where?
In Indiana. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well.
I mean, I can imagine running cross-country with Michael McDonald. He always sound like that.
I'm coming up behind you.
I can't catch my breath. I've been running so long.
Oh, you know, this was in Anaheim in like 1978, so I don't know if we had done anything about smog yet at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we would come back, and I felt like I had emphysema. It had to be anti-productive.
And you're like 16 and coughing and hacking.
Michael McDonald still had the hair, the beard, the gray at 16.
He's always looked the same.
He looks the same exactly he did back then.
But Servite's it's a Catholic all-boys college prep school that really focuses on academics and football. I weighed 95 pounds freshman year, so.
I weighed 98.
And I was not an academic.
Look at the two of you now.
Yeah. I've gained a whole me since then. He wears his whole nother me better than I do. And mine's kind of all over.
95 pounds
freshman. I saw Rocky, and it changed my life. It did. I was 13, I started drinking rocks in the morning. And I started dressing like him, too. I would throw the... the towel around.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Go for the
gray
yes.
sweatsuit.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all about
stairs.
Rocky and Star Wars. I was listening on my way in. You've never seen Star Wars. That, to me, is a travesty.
I get that a lot from people going, I cannot believe you've not seen Star Wars. Okay.
Yeah, The Wizard of Oz is coming out with like their 3D movie with James Franco and stuff. She's never seen The Wizard of Oz. I'm like, how could you? What?
Heidi.
Oh, my God.
Let me start. This is...
Is this an intervention? Are you all here to tell me how my actions have affected you in the following ways? Will you accept the help that we're offering?
No. We just know, it's what you're missing. We don't want shit.
All right. So Star Wars, I'll watch this weekend.
You have to. And this weekend, or this tomorrow, be sure and go out to the Celebrity Jam session, facebook.com, Warburton Golf. Thank you again.
Awesome.
Anytime. Thank you, Heidi.
We love you.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. When we come back, we are going to talk about true love and being a hero. Have you ever done anything heroic in your life where it's like superhero type stuff, where it's like it's going down and you did something heroic? How'd you react? Because I want to find out your stories. There's a story about a woman in the news who they're calling a hero, or is it true love? Okay, let me tell you a story. This woman, okay?
All right.
I don't know how I would react. They're saying this is true love because it's completely selfless. But this woman's walking down the sidewalk with her husband.
Okay.
A car jumps the curb. She pushes her husband out of the way. She gets nailed. She dies instantly. But he lives. And that's the story in the news saying, this woman's a hero. I don't know if I would have, I mean, even, Aaron, the definition of true love. I don't know if I would have done that with the person that I'm with.
What?
Not that I don't love her. I think it's a bad precedent to put out there that if you don't push somebody out of the way of a car, you didn't really love them. Because I think that's a hero mentality where it's like you either can react in a way where it's like I'm going to instinctually push you out of the way. Doesn't mean I love you.
I disagree. We were Frank, you and I were at a charity event not too long ago at Jersey Mike's. And I was getting ready to cross the parking lot to go to another section of the event that we were doing. I step off the curb. There was a car rounding the corner that would have hit me. Mm-hmm. And Frank grabbed my shirt from the back and pulled me back and went, "Yeah, I just saved your life." You did, which means you're in love with me.
You would, and you would do that. And this is the thing, too. It's when you, you know, right in the moment, that's exactly what you're going to do. Because you don't think about what's going to happen. You just see a loved one or somebody you care about and your protective instincts are the first ones that will.
So it is instinctual and it is related to love.
I think it's just being human. It really is.
But you would
because
probably
I
do
was
that
on Sunset Boulevard. No, I was on Sunset Boulevard once and I was driving and I actually stopped because there was like people crossing the street and you had to give the pedestrians the right of way. So I stopped and this was at night and this woman who was going to the clubs with her friends, they were coming across in front of me and I happened to look up in my rearview mirror and I see in the lane to my left, here comes a car. And it's not slowing down. And I know that they can't see these women that are in front of my car because I'm blocking, you know, what's going on. And the guys are thinking, maybe I'm stopping to parallel park. So this car's whipping up. And I look down, I see the woman's face, and she's looking the direction of the car's coming. Then she looks the other, like, to check the other side and starts to run across.
Oh.
I started doing happy monkey clap. Like, grandma, I go, in my car, because I thought for sure I was going to see just this woman get dusted. I'm like, that's my hero instinct right there. So I don't know if
she couldn't count on you in that moment. You were just,
it's not really, attractive. But
really
heroism isn't always a pretty thing.
There's really nothing you could have done.
And the guy swerved out of the way and missed her. Thank God he saw her at the last minute. But I mean, I that was my reaction. It's like either like the fight or the flight thing. It's like I was like. I was no good. I was not a hero.
You can accomplish a lot, though, by clapping your hands like that. You could let somebody know you approve of what they just did.
Have you ever been a hero, or have you been like the zero where you did jump out of the way or you monkey clapped in a situation that could have been horrible? We'll take your calls, 1-800-955-5567. Thank you again, Patrick, for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Anytime. We'll be right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.